All right, Jabosei, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Tzadik Zayin, towards the end of the 11th chapter. Perak Achadasar in Chovas HaTamidim. So the Piaget writes, Lo Novi Anurotzim Lasos Mimcha, Aflo Baal Ruach HaKodesh Mepamacha. So the Rebbe says, Dear Talmud, we're not trying to make you a Novi. We're not trying to make you into a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, what the Piaget is saying over here is, sometimes when we go ahead and outline all of the expectations that we have, you might think that we're trying to make you into a Navi, into a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. That's not what we're trying to do. Aval kama Tzadik Zayin, second paragraph down. Aval kama mushchas umezuam hu ben hamelech shenishlach el martev megoal v'yarad lihios megusham umesholam. But remember again the mashal that the Piagetzna said last time, well actually not last time, but a few shiurim ago, which was the son of the king, or really it was the rich man who goes ahead and forgets that he's a rich man. The son of the king who gets lost in the forest and forgets that he is royalty. So it says the Piagetzna, you don't have to become a Navi, you don't have to become a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, but how terrible it is when the Ben Melech, Shenishlach al martef megual v'yarad lihios megusham umisholal. How terrible it is that the son of the king who goes ahead and, you know, loses his way, makes his home in a basement somewhere, and then becomes complacent in that particular basement. Sha'al koponim eno doig liatzmo. That when the ben melech forgets that he's a ben melech, he stops worrying about himself. Ve'ino miskagea loshuv al matzavo harishon. And he forgets to go ahead and try to return to his initial state. El zakus nafsho, to the purity of his soul, v'hiskarvuso el aviv, and to the closeness of his father. I will say this in general, if you notice, the Piagetzna has said this particular mashal over and over, and it's so profound. We all lose our footing in life. That's natural. We all go ahead and lose our standing at some point in time. The sad part is when we forget about our former glory. The sad part is when we forget that we're truly great and we resign ourselves to our present mediocrity. Hashkafaso ha'adino, hashkafas ben melech, shenishtan so lahashkafa bezuya. And a young man who was once royalty has forgotten that he was royalty and only sees himself in his present compromised state. Shemabit alatzmo, Lo ka'al ben melech zachvatov. He doesn't look at himself as a pure and good son of the king. Rak ka'al megusham umezuam. Hibaro viacharto. All he looks at himself now is in the present state of his compromised nature. Umiyodea im bishvil zeh lo yachlit v'lo yishar ad ola bezumaso. And who knows, he may end up remaining forever in this compromised state because of his inability to see past where he is right now. Well, see, this I can't tell you how profound this idea of the Piagetzna is. That the greatest danger, it's interesting, Piagetzna, in Piagetzna's mind, the greatest danger that we face is not the fact that we sin. The fact that we sin, that's to be expected, that's to be understood, that's the nature of who we are. The greatest threat to who we are is when we sin, forgetting about our former greatness and only and solely defining ourselves by who we are right now. Forgetting ultimately that we were ever royalty, forgetting that we were ever quote-unquote rich, and just accepting the fact that who we are now in a compromised state, that's who I am. That's who I am. That's the greatest danger, Rabbi said, because the moment that you accept mediocrity is the moment that you give up on reclaiming greatness. The moment that you go ahead and in the Piagetzna's mashal, you're content with living in a dark and damp cellar, is the moment that you stop trying to achieve anything great for yourself in life. Shu mini umar etzak, ruchi etzikas nialkin eshal. So he uses very strong wording here. Leave me alone and let me cry out. My spirit calls out and therefore I ask. Mi yidang la'am Hashem ki yarad, im lo atem b'churi Yisrael. Actually a very profound statement. Who will go ahead and be concerned? Who will worry for the state of Am Yisrael and the current situation in which we've experienced the Yerida, right? A degradation of state, unless it's you, young men of Israel. Now here, he's going back and he's talking to his Talmidim, to students. Who's going to worry for the future of Klal Yisrael if not you, Talmidim? Umi yishav v'yismaser kulo lavod lahashiv es Yisrael al-rum kidushasal v'al-tar rucho. Who is going to go ahead and be preoccupied with restoring the exalted Kiddusha, the purity of spirit of Klal Yisrael? Im lo atem, if not you, the students. Why the students? Ha-pinuyim kalayom mikol mischar u'malacha. Because, you know, the student doesn't have to worry about Parnasa. As we all know, the moment you have to worry about Parnasa, Parnasa takes over everything. Right? Parnasa preoccupies you. So of course I make time to learn, of course I make time to daven. But at the end of the day, a lot of my life is preoccupied with making a living. Therefore, again, says the Piagetsna, you, the students, you don't yet have this responsibility, you don't yet have this burden. Rak Torascham Umanascham. Torah is your occupation. And because Torah is your occupation, Otcham Ra'otcham Rakim, you're still young. Od Efshar Lachem. You could turn your flesh into holy flesh. As ruchacham la'ish ochla, into your spirit into an all-consuming fire. Ves kol atzmecham l'tiferes Yisrael, and your entire essence for the glory of Israel. V'lebnei heichala d'malka. So this is actually very beautiful. So here the Piyashetzna giving a call out to the students. Right? You are the future of Klal Yisrael. If you do not worry, if you do not preoccupy yourselves with restoring the glory of Klal Yisrael, which ultimately, again, has been compromised over the years, if you don't go ahead and preoccupy yourself with that, who will? If you don't focus on that, who will? Now, of course, for us, the message that often comes up with this, I will say, is the idea that even if someone's not a student, what the Piagetsna is ultimately saying is that the person has the obligation to go ahead and work on bringing up the glory of Klal Yisrael. That a person has the obligation ultimately to do what is within their power to infuse beauty into Klal Yisrael, each of us in our own way. So yes, so most of us have to be preoccupied with Parnasa. So therefore, again, I cannot make the restoration of the glory of Klal Yisrael my sole pursuit in life. But Lamaisa, I have to ask myself, you know, sometimes we're focused on what we do for ourselves. We're focused on our own spiritual growth. Or we're focused on our mishpacha, which is, of course, beautiful and incredible. But sometimes you also have to remember, I have to ask myself, what am I doing for Klal Yisrael? What am I doing now? Of course, you could say, and it's true, when you work on yourself, and when you work on your mishpacha, when you elevate yourself, you elevate your mishpacha, you're doing something for Klal Yisrael. That is 1,000% true. But there's something also additional, like, almost like these kavanas, like, what am I doing for Klal Yisrael? What am I doing for the benefit of my people? So, of course, step number one is make yourself into a better Jew. And by if all of us make ourselves into better Jews, then by definition we're benefiting Klal Yisrael. But on a deeper level, says the Piagetsna, to ask myself this question, who is worrying about benefiting Klal Yisrael? Who is worrying about advancing Klal Yisrael? What am I doing? What's my small chilek in this beautiful and healing initiative? Bachar Yisrael, lama ze tashkif al atzmucha v'al kol ish Yisrael, kal chaya ba'alos das, rak eich levakish v'lim zotera. Piagetsna writes strongly here. He says, Bachar Yisrael, young man, why do you go ahead and make yourself like an animal? We'll say, what does the animal worry about? The animal worries about, where is lunch going to come from? Right? Where's lunch? What's for lunch? What's for lunch? Right? And then once I have lunch, the animal worries about, what's for dinner? Right? So we'll say, so it says the Piagetsna, why do you live from meal to meal? Why do you live from meal to meal? Preoccupying yourself with what's going to be on the menu of life. Ubahem, ubishtusim achen kol yom tishaka. And you could go ahead and lose yourself the entire day in the shtusin, in the silliness, in the frivolity of this world. Behadroseichem tidag, ubahasagoseim tisba, ves kochayech abhem tabit. The Piagetsna is not even referring over here to sin, right? He's not referring here to chit, what he's referring to over here is it's just easy to lose yourself in the day-to-day stuff of life, right? It's easy to lose yourself. Besides Parnassa, I will say, so Parnassa we're all preoccupied with. That's the, unfortunately, that's the klala of Adam Arishon. Doesn't just mean that we have to work hard to make a Parnassa, but what it means is Parnassa becomes our preoccupation in life. Most of my mental energy is spent regarding Parnassa. But in addition to that, Rabbi Osai, it's easy just to lose myself in all of the stuff of Olam Hazeh. It's easy just to lose myself in all of the pursuits of Olam Hazeh. Not chet, not sin right now. Just things that just occupy my entire bandwidth and attention. And before you know it again, you're so preoccupied with everything in Olam Hazeh that I forget to think any bigger. Lama ze lo tidrosh mimcha gadlus v'titzdadik imrak lo tinagach lo techta. Why is it, Rabbi said, that sometimes we're simply satisfied? You know what a good day is? You know what a good day is? I didn't do any averus. Rabbi said, certainly a great start, certainly a very good start, but why is it that somehow I allow myself to think that that's enough? Right, I didn't, Baruch Hashem, there's nothing I did today that warrants a ticket to Gehenna. Baruch Hashem, what a day. We'll say now again, good start, very good start. But at the end of the day, that can't be the be-all, end-all. Right? It's good, like I said, good start. We'll say, but that can't be the pinnacle of accomplishment. Emor l'nafshecha, we'll say, pitch tzadik ches. Emor, since now with this, Emor me'atzmecha, I'm sorry. Emor the nafshecha, lo chadoshos ani mevakish mimeni, rak es asher kvar hayashuv yihye, el tohar v'tzichtzuch gufeinu v'nafshinu nachzir, ve'el avinu asher me'az nashuv, says the Piyajetzna. I'm not asking you to invent anything new. I'm simply asking you to reclaim that which was always there. See, Rabbi said we start out life as royalty. We start out life as spiritually rich. We start out life in a state of tzidkus. Over the course of life, we lose it. Over the course of life, we get lost. And over the course of life, we just fundamentally lose our way. And sometimes the danger is we make peace in our newfound destination. I make peace ultimately being lost in the forest away from the palace. I make peace. I used to live in a beautiful palatial estate. Now I'm renting a basement. I make peace with my basement. And says the Piyajetzna, don't make peace with present mediocrity. You have to rage against that. You have to war against that. And you have to try to reclaim the greatness that was once yours. All of us have that greatness. I don't have to reinvent it. It was in me. I had it. I lost it. I just simply have to reclaim it. Stop being content with mediocrity. Stop being content with not going to Gehenna. But instead try to find the courage, try to find the strength, ultimately to reclaim the greatness that was once within us. Right? So stop over here. We'll finish Emirat Hashem the Parak tomorrow.